November 11, 1922, Jesus gave life in the divine will to the acts of all creatures. He associated his most holy mother with this work, and now he is calling the soul to repeat it. Upon coming, my always lovable Jesus drew me so very close to himself, within an immense light, and told me, "Little daughter of my will, this immense light that you see is my supreme will, from which nothing escapes. You must know that as I created the heavens, the sun, the stars, etc., for all I fixed the limits, the place and the number, and they can neither increase nor decrease. I hold all things in the palm of my hand. In the same way, in creating man, at the same time I created all intelligences in each thought, all words, works, steps, and all the rest of man, from the first to the last who will exist. And this was as though natural in me. More so, since I myself was to be the actor and spectator of even one thought. Since man would not be able to do it without me, how could I not know it, and know also their number? Therefore, all the works of the creatures swim inside my will, just as the fish swim inside a vast sea. However, having created man, not a slave, but free, because it would not have been decorous for me, nor a work worthy to come out of my hands, had I delivered this man hampered, without freedom. Nor could I have said, 'Let us make him in our image and likeness,' had I not made him free. I wanted to endow him with freedom. I was free, free he was also to be. Besides, there is nothing that tortures a person more than to give a forced love, which causes diffidence, suspicion, fears, and almost disgust in the one who receives it. Do you see where each act of creature, even one thought, has its origin? In the sanctity of my will. With this difference, that if man wants, he can do that very thought, word, etc., well or badly, in a holy way or wickedly. Now, my will grieved in seeing the acts of many, of which it was the actor, changed into deadly acts for me and for them. Therefore I wanted that my will, becoming the double actor of each act, lay another divine act over all, which was to repay me with as many other divine acts, according to the sanctity of my will. However, someone was needed to do this, and here is my humanity, holy and free as well, which, wanting no other life than the divine will, swimming in this immense sea, went on redoubling each thought, word and work of creature, and laid an act of divine will over all. This satisfied and glorified the divine Father, in such a way that he was able to look at man and open the doors of heaven to him. And I bound the human will more strongly, leaving it always free not to detach from the will of its creator, since detaching from it had made it fall into many disasters. But I was not content with this. I wanted my mama, holy as well, to follow me in the immense sea of the supreme volition, and to duplicate all human acts together with me, placing the double seal, after my own, of the acts done in my will upon all the acts of creatures. How sweet it was for me the company of my inseparable mama in my will. Company in operating makes happiness, delight, love of tenderness, competition, accord and heroism arise. Isolation produces the opposite. Therefore, as we operated together, myself with my dear mama, seas of happiness, of delight on both parts, and seas of love arose which, competing with each other, dived into each other and produced great heroism. These seas arose not only for ourselves, but also for those who would keep us company in our will. Even more, I could say that these seas turned into many voices which called man to live in our will, to give back to him the happiness, his original nature, and all the goods he had lost by withdrawing from our will. Now I come to you. After my celestial mama, I called you, so that all human acts may have the first seal done by me, the second done by my mama, and the third by one creature of common stock. My eternal love would not be content if I did not raise one of common stock, who must open the doors to those who would dispose themselves to enter these gates in order to live in our will. This is the reason for my many manifestations, for the many values and effects which I made known to you about my will. These will be powerful magnets to draw you, and then others, to live in it. However, in order to enter our will and follow the sublime flight of my acts and of those of my indivisible Mama, being of common stock, you could not enter our will if you did not have, or had at least been transformed into the nature which came out of my hands, before man withdrew from our will. Here, then, my many graces in order to restore your nature, your soul, to that original state. As I kept giving you graces, I removed from you the seeds, the tendencies, the passions of the rebellious nature, always leaving your will free. Having to call you into the center of my will to live a communal life in it, and to make you cover all the acts done by me, which are not yet known by creatures, it was necessary to restore your nature to this happy state, for my decorum, sanctity and dignity. Otherwise, you could not have run with me in the interminable acts of my will, nor be with me with that familiarity which is needed in order to operate together. The passions, the seeds of tendencies which are not good, would have been like many bars of division between me and you. At the most, you would have been at the commands of my will like many of my faithful ones, but you would have been very far from doing what I did, and neither you nor I would have been happy. While living in my will is precisely this, to live completely happy on earth, to then move on to live more happy in heaven. Therefore I tell you, true daughter of my volition, first happy birth from my will, be attentive and faithful to me. Come and live in my eternal volition. My acts await you, wanting the seal of yours. Those of my Mama await you. The whole of heaven awaits you, wanting to see all of their acts glorified in my will by a creature of their own stock. The present and future generations await you, to be given back the lost happiness. Ah! No, no! The generations will not end until man returns into my womb, beautiful, dominant, just as he came out of my creative hands. I am not content with just having redeemed him, even at the cost of waiting. I will still have patience, but he must return to me as I made him, by virtue of my will. By doing his own will, he went down into the abyss and transformed himself into a brute. By doing my will, he will rise and acquire the new transformation into the nature created by me. Then will I be able to say, I have accomplished everything. The order of the whole creation has returned to me, and I will rest in it.